An excerpt from Vayigash, the Zohar 1, page 210. Rabbi Chiya Pasach, Rabbi Chiya opened the discourse. He says, Simchus Yerushalayim, make Jerusalem happy. Vigilu bo, and break forth in song in it. Kol aver, all those that love her. Sisu v'itar masos, rejoice with her in happiness. So he explains. Tachazi, come and see in Revelation. Kadis Chareb Makdashim, when the temple is destroyed. Gomu Chovin, and sins caused Miskolu Yisrael Mi'ara. Israel was exiled from the land. Yistalakut Shabichu La'ila La'ila. The Holy Blessed Be He, which refers to the intrinsic divine essence, which comes down to give into the unite with the Shekhinah, divine presence, which means the manifestation, the concentration of divinity that shines in the world. But when the temple was destroyed, it's like a separation between the light and the vessel. And the Holy Blessed Be He departed Layla Layla way, way above. From the Makif to the Makif, Makif, very, very far. Lo Ashkech Alchir Bei Makdasha. And he did not pay attention to the destruction of the temple. Val Ameh is calling his people that were exiled. And then Shchinte is Galim Hon. Divine presence was exiled with them. Kad Nachis, when he descended, Ashkech Al Beisei Ditoked. He paid attention to his house that was burned. He stuck Al Ameh, gazed at his people. Was Gal, behold, they were exiled. Shaul al Chanisa, he asked about the queen, Mistarchus, and she was sent away. Gedin then, Vaikra Hashem Elohim Savakos, Bayam Ahu. So the verse says, and Hashem Elohim Savakos, of hosts, the master of hosts, called Bayam Ahu on that day, the Mifit Lifchi, for crying, the mispaid, and for eulogizing, Ukorcha, and like people pulling their hair out, Lachkor Sok, and girding sackcloth. All in mourning. The four types of mourning corresponding to four letters of his name, that the revelation of divinity is not manifest from them anymore because of the concealment of the Shekhinah caused to the exile. That's why it's called Bayimu on that day, which is like in the not undirect tense, meaning that the light is hidden and not directly revealed. Vigam hi maxi ba, and she also she, what does it say by her? About the Shekhinah in exile with us? Eli kibesula chagura sak. Woe, as a virgin who was garbed in sackcloth, albal nureha, for the husband of her youth, when she separated from him, so she cries and mourns. Gemara Ksiva has written, ki inena, because he's not to be found. Like when he departs from her and is found separation. Afilu shmaya v'ara, if the heavens and the earth, kulu sablu, they all mourn. The Ksiva is written, al bi shemaim kadus, I clothe the heavens, darkness. V'sak osim ksusam, I put sackcloth as their garment. Because the heavens, we refer figuratively to Kutcher Bichu, and blessed be he, and the earth figuratively to the Shekhinah. And since these levels of divine light are darkened and not manifest, this state of exile, so the heavens and the earth themselves that come from these levels are also darkened. We don't perceive Hashem from his world. Malachai Eloi kulu v'sablu Allah. The high angels, they all mourn over her. The Ksiva is written, Hen Erolam, behold, these Erolam angels saw Kuchutza scream outside Malchai Shalom. The angels of peace, Marif Yunz, cry bitterly. Shimshu v'sihara isablu, the sun and the moon mourn. Choshku narein, the light is darkened. And the sun and the moon also correspond figuratively to the heavens and the earth. The Kutcher Bichu Shchinte. And again, they mourn and are darkened. Their light from the turning and surrounding lights, that are darkened, not shining. Causes the separation and the exile state. The Ksiva is written, Choshach Hashemesh B'Seiso. The sun is darkened when it goes out, and the moon, Kule Eloi V'Tasoi Boch Olo V'Sabolu. And all those above and below cry over her and mourn. From the internal surrounding lights, separation of the Shekhinah. My time was the reason, begin the Shalta Allah Sitra Achra, because rains upon her the other side, as if it were. There's a hold for the negative energies. The Shalta Allah Kadisha, rain upon the Holy Land. The state of exile, and this to upon the Shekhinah above. Begin Koch, because of this, Kivin the Malchut Kadisha, Malchus Shemayim Eskafia. Once the Holy Kingdom, the Kingdom of Heaven, is subjugated to Malchus Chayavah Eskavris, and the wicked kingdom prevails, Islay and Chol Ba'anosh, there is to every person, is Abli Mo, to mourn with her, Eskafia Imo, subjugated with her, to deny ourselves certain things in the state of mourning, as we do in the exile state, and special times when we mourn, which is like Mispashas Matos during the 3 weeks of mourning over the destruction of the temple. And this is the Rosh Hashanah, this is the first week. It's read during the first week of mourning. Begin the Chari, he is Dav Kfa, because when she gets up, straightened, Alma is Chari in the world, will rejoice. Is Chari Ihu Vahadoh, he will rejoice with her. Lights of Kutcher Pichu will be drawn back to the Shekhinah, to be reunited. The Chesiv is written, Sisu Ito, rejoice with her. Masos, the happiness, Kol Masavli Malel, all those that mourn over her. So all those that pay their dues and put themselves together, Mishtat Yishin in suffering, will merit to be happy when the temple is rebuilt. And the lights are unified, we see Hashem's oneness once again. Mahir V'Yameinu, it's been our days, Amen. I